Again, my name is Kelly. I am a PhD student working with Roberto Lopez at Michigan State University. I keep forgetting that we have to speak into the microphone. At Michigan State University. And today I'll be sharing a little bit of my research about how carrier water alkalinity and the ambient air temperature at the time of application affect the efficacy of Ethafon sprays. So first, why Ethafon? So Ethafon is a common plant growth regulator used by bedding plant producers. And we were hearing reports of reduced efficacy, so the growers didn't have the results that they anticipated, and also ununiform results within a greenhouse. So Ethafon breaks down to release ethylene, and ethylene is a plant hormone in plants, and it reduces apical dominance. So we see an increase in lateral growth and branching, as well as flower and flower bud abscission. So this breakdown from Ethafon to ethylene increases as your pH increases. So at a pH of 4, it really doesn't break down too much, but as we increase the pH, it breaks down more quickly. And this is based off of previous research, a literature review. Also, people have shown that as your temperature increases, Ethafon breaks down into ethylene more quickly. So why does this change matter? So my theory is that Ethafon is a liquid. So we mix our Ethafon with our carrier water and we spray it on the plants. When it changes into ethylene, it's gaseous. So if it's not absorbed into the plant, it's diluted in the air of the greenhouse. Now if we can have this evolution happen within the plant, so it's absorbed by the plant, the cellular pH is higher, and ethylene is released in the plant, theoretically you would have greater efficacy. So how does alkalinity come into the equation? Alkalinity is the capacity to resist the change in pH. So we have our carrier water and our Ethafon and we mix it. Say we have carrier water with a pH of 7, and we know that Ethafon is acidic, so the pH will decrease when we add the Ethafon. So say we're in the Midwest, we have a lot of limestone around, so our tap water has a high alkalinity, say about 300 milligrams per liter. Now, if you still have a pH of 7, the final solution pH will be reduced. However, if you have a lower alkalinity, it will be even a lower pH than that. So the objective of this study was to quantify the efficacy of Ethafon sprays, how they are influenced by carrier water and the ambient temperature at application. So we thought that high spray water alkalinity will have a higher pH, final solution pH, than lower alkalinities, thus reducing efficacy. And we also thought that maybe high temperatures would reduce the efficacy of the sprays. So what did we do? First, we had 4 different Ethafon concentrations, 0 or control, up to 750 milligrams per liter. And this was sprayed at a rate of 1.9 liters for 9.3 meters squared. Then we had 3 different carrier water alkalinities. So we used the tap water in our greenhouse, which has an alkalinity of about 350 milligrams per liter, and we modified that with sulfuric acid to reduce the calcium carbonate to around 50, 150, and 300 milligrams per liter. So we wanted to do a grower-friendly study to help the growers figure out what's going on. And we checked our alkalinity with this handheld meter. So it's a HANA alkalinity checker. It's a colorimeter. So we have these little vials. You put in your solution, and it changes color. So yellow is the low, green going to blue. So then our greenhouse temperatures. So we had a couple replications, a little bit different temperatures, but the target temperatures ranged from 14 to 26 degrees. So these temperatures were just applied for the spray application. So the temperatures were changed in the greenhouse. Each of these were in separate houses. And the temperature was kept at this for 24 hours. So it takes about 12 hours for Ethafon to fully absorb into the plant. So we wanted to make sure we kept it at those temperatures at least that long. So then they were grown out in a glass-glazed greenhouse. The average daily temperature was 21.5, and the DLI was 9.3, and there was a 16-hour photo period. So for this, we grew three different crops. So petunia, easy wave neon rose, ivy geranium, precision pink, and verbena, Aztec blue velvet. So we had a couple experiments here. So for experiment one, we sprayed. We apply the treatments 14 days after transplant, and then again at 23 days. So I took growth measurements on all of the plants 4 weeks after transplant, and again at 6 weeks, and then the date of flowering. For the second experiment, we sprayed the plants at 7 or 14 days. So 7 days for the ivy geranium and the verbena, and 14 days for the petunia because they were very small and the roots didn't reach the edge of the pot. And then we took all the growth data and recorded when they flowered at flowering. So it was a randomized complete block design, factorial arrangement, 4 ethaphon concentrations, 3 different carrier water alkalinities, and 5 temperatures, and there were 6 plants per treatment. And this was repeated twice, and we used ANOVA and Tukey's to analyze the data. So what did we find? So first, high alkalinity reduces efficacy. So here are some petunias. Now, this was from the second experiment. And you can see that stem length decreases as we increase our alkalinity. And you can see the same trend here with the ivy geranium. But note that this data was taken at flowering. So though we have reduced stem length, it's also reduced time to flower. So this was for the plants that were treated with ethaphon twice. So alkalinity and ethaphon concentration interacted. So this was the stem length 4 weeks after transplant. Say you're a grower in the Midwest, you're growing, you know, these petunias, and you have, you know, high alkalinity, so 300 milligrams per liter. A common spray concentration is 500 milligrams per liter. So you have this plant right here after 4 weeks. So say you amend your alkalinity, reduce your alkalinity, you can decrease your stem length at 4 weeks by about 2.6 centimeters. Now, if you were happy with your original plant, you could decrease, if you amended your spray water alkalinity, you could cut the amount of chemical you use in half. Now, for ivy geranium, again, we're that grower in the Midwest with high alkalinity. Say we want more control on our ivy geranium because they're just all over the place. We spray 750 milligrams per liter. If we lower our carrier water alkalinity, we again have reduced stem length. So again, we can decrease the amount of chemical we use and still have the same growth. And so with verbena, takes a little bit to come up. So with verbena, you can see here, if you're that grower and you use your tap water with a high alkalinity, there was no difference in the stem length 4 weeks after transplant. However, if you amend your alkalinity, you can see that stem length is greatly reduced as you increase your ethaphon concentration. So we looked at a little bit at the solution pH and what was happening. So you can see ethaphon, we know ethaphon is acidic. As you increase your ethaphon concentration, your pH of your final solution decreases. Also, if you decrease your alkalinity, the pH is also reduced. So what about temperature? So the temperature at application influences efficacy. So you can see here, as we increase the temperature just at application from about 14 to 23, there was no difference in the days to flower or branching. But as we further increase the temperature to 26, we had greatly reduced branching and a shorter time to flower, indicating reduced efficacy. Now, we saw the same thing in ivy geranium. So again, days to flower and branch number were the same as you increase your temperatures from 14 to 23, but a further increase reduced our efficacy. So, in conclusion, as spray water alkalinity increases, the ethaphon efficacy is reduced. So, growers can amend their, if they want to use tap water, amend the alkalinity by using acid or some kind of buffer like Indicate 5 or Phase 5. And then also, the temperature is important for these ethaphon sprays. So the spray should be conducted when the temperatures are at least below 26. And again, it takes 12 hours for ethaphon to fully absorb, so that should be taken into consideration. And then one thing is that in the greenhouse, you know, you have your different temperatures throughout the greenhouse. So if you have a hot spot, just know that maybe your spray will not be, you will not have as high of efficacy there. So with that, I'd like to thank our greenhouse tech mate and the undergraduate students who helped me with all the data collection and our various funding sources. Are there any questions? When we took the, for the second experiment, we took the data, the date of flower, we took all the growth data then. So that was each individual flower. So every day we went in and took growth data at the date of first flower. So yeah, for the first experiment, when we took all the data on all the plants at four weeks after transplant and then 6 weeks, and then we just recorded the date of flower. So how time of day would affect the efficacy of ethaphon? So I think, like in a greenhouse setting, during the daytime, like if the sun, you have that solar gain, it could change the temperature, and I think that would have a bigger effect. So I was actually thinking about that, because sometimes it's recommended to do sprays early in the morning. We didn't do any experiments with, okay, if you have the temperature at 14 and then you increase it to 30, how effective your sprays are. But that would be something interesting to look at. But I maybe spraying later in the day after your greenhouse has cooled down more might work. But I think that's related to temperature. Okay, so in table grape production, they're made at night. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
How do you know that it's because of the alkalinity and not because of the pH?
So how do we know it's because of the alkalinity and not because of the pH? So I think it is the pH. But I think the issue that growers were having, especially like in Michigan, was that they had such a high alkalinity that their pH wasn't low enough. So we're recommending to growers, if they have a high alkalinity, maybe they should reduce that more, because the acidity of the ethaphon isn't bringing the pH down low enough. So I think, yeah, it is. It is ultimately its pH.